Tiene usted la palabra. Adelante.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been a great experience attending the Advisory Committee's ongoing sessions, so I want to start by thanking the committee. Mr. Lebedev, I appreciated your response to my comment about the need to include negative practices in your report on the contribution of development to human rights. I can certainly understand that it's impossible to cover everything in a short report, but my point is that in light of the limited space available, it becomes even more crucial to make sure to cover the most important topics, in this case, the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action. If you're constructing a building and it needs four pillars for building safety, I wouldn't expect anyone to say, no, let's just build three pillars because there's not enough time or space. So when we're talking about the contribution of development to the enjoyment of human rights, we need to take a step back and appreciate the fact that development is a highly contested concept. Given this, we must assess the risk of states using development as a tool to absolve themselves from human rights obligations. I'll give you an example. Since 2006, over 2 million Tibetans have been relocated under China's efforts called Building a New Socialist Countryside, claiming to improve the living standards of rural Tibetans and boosting the local economy. In 2013, Human Rights Watch published a comprehensive 115-page report documenting the extensive human rights violation of Tibetan nomadic communities. It found that a large number of nomads that were relocated did so due to force and threats. There was no prior consultation or any alternatives provided. China's so-called development policies in this context are flagrant violations of the right to housing under Article 7 of the UDHR, Article 11.1 of the ICESCR, and we also know that the UN Commission on Human Rights has declared forced eviction as a gross violation of human rights. This is why the VDPA is a crucial document that deserves more attention, because paragraph 10 makes it clear that the lack of development may not be invoked to justify the abridgment of internationally recognized human rights. So contribution of development to human rights has to assess the contribution of development to human rights violations. Thank you.